Showcase Photo and Video has served Atlanta's photo needs for 41 years. As such, it's the last surviving photo and video store here. It's also home to the Showcase School, which has offered photography classes to Atlantans since 1996. But the store and the school are closing next month. I spoke with Jan Fields, the director of the Showcase School, and Showcase owner Bob Corey about the institution, starting with its meager beginnings in a flea market. Here's Bob.
My partner, Warren Steinberg, and I started this in a flea market where the Lindbergh MARTA station is today. There was an Arlen's department store that was bankrupt. The building was purchased by some enterprising young men who put 300 booths in it, and this is where Showcase started. Within 1 year, we moved to the Cheshire Square Shopping Center in the back, and that would actually be in 1976 when we incorporated. Spent a year in the back of that shopping center and then moved into what is today the Pancake House and spent a year in the back half of that. The front half was NBG Bank. After another year, we took over that entire building. And then in 1982, we moved into the building we're in today.
And about 20 years into the history of the 40 years of Showcase, we recognize the demand and the opportunity to offer photography classes to the general public. And Warren and Bob already owned a building on Sheridan Road, which is where we opened up the school in January of 1996.
I remember that era was when Fox Photo had those little kiosks, and people would drive up and drop off a roll of film, but that was not the Showcase model.
No, when we started in business, at the time, and this was back in the mid-70s, there were two chains of photo stores in town. There was Wolf and there was Allen's Photo. They went head-to-head for the consumer business, and we determined that if we were going to remain a one-store operation, we would cater to the professional markets, and that's how we started out.
But you're closing now.
Yes.
Why?
Our business model is unsustainable in today's market. A lot of it is a competition that we're faced with today, and that is the internet. And you know as well as I do that people come in and go through an exercise called showrooming, where they will look at an item, have my employees explain it, all the benefits, the cost, whatsoever, and will go online in the store on their phones and find it someplace else.
Ouch.
Typically, our prices are very competitive, but the one factor that we cannot compete with is the fact that we have to charge sales tax, and our major competitors who are out of state do not.
Well, in addition to this unfair practice, the technology of photography has changed so radically. Jan, I imagine teaching, you have come to terms with that now in a few iterations. Would you talk about that?
Absolutely. You said that perfectly, because we opened the school in 96 when, after photography had really not changed for 170 plus years, basically in its process. And then early, really 90s, and then early 2000, digital photography became prominent. And that affected, of course, our store and what we sold and how we sold it. And I remember a meeting where Bob sat down and said, pretty soon we're not going to have the Hasselblads on the shelf anymore and film at the front counter. And we had no idea what he was talking about. But we learned very quickly that that was digital photography. At the school, we had taught many darkroom classes and had a huge darkroom for the community and for teaching classes. And we closed the darkroom in 2005. So our challenge at that time was for all of us as instructors to learn digital photography and not only learn it and apply it to her own freelance and her own business, but to learn it well enough to teach it. And we did that. So from then on, we taught and have taught digital photography. So that was a big learning curve for us.
Is showcase closing indicative of a national trend?
Unfortunately, I have to say yes. We belong to a buying group called the Pro Group, which at one time had, I believe, 500 to 700 members. Now there are less than 140, and out on the West Coast, a store, they're very similar to us, and they're very community-oriented. They recently closed, just closed their doors, similar to what we're doing.
So this pattern that independent bookstores face, record stores, it's
right.
Hit you.
It has.
And I was surprised to read that another reason that you feel you've been made obsolete is the internet itself. People are teaching themselves.
It's interesting you say that. Online learning used to be a thing of the future. But now I believe it's the first stop for people when they want to learn about a product or about a thing or about how to do something. The first stop is the internet. There are some studies being done right now that say that both a classroom experience and the internet is a good combination and probably the best combination for learning. But not to forget that a classroom experience is multisensory, that being in a classroom and relating to an instructor as well as fellow students will give the broadest possible experience. It enhances engagement and helps students to retain knowledge because it's experiential. So I know there are a lot of customers out there who, and people, our listeners, who would still love to learn how to use their camera. And there are classroom experiences still available. Even as a showcase school closes, there is another school that's going to open in our same building called Atlanta School of Photography. And it's going to be operated and led by Sarah Keith, who is a longtime instructor of the Showcase School. And also might add that there's still a very thriving community of photography in Atlanta.
So it's not totally horrible. I mean, it's the end of an era, but there's still some presence. Have you thought about adapting to that model of, say, being part of an internet class with personal instruction?
Well, I think that would be a way to approach the future. In future learning experiences, there are so many opportunities for online learning. I didn't feel like we needed to do that through Showcase. We had a great facility. People came to us. I'd like to shout out to all our great customers and students who brought their wonderful energy and passion for photography to the school. We celebrated that. We learned together. We created great imagery. We had great products to work with, and it was a good system.
Any stories that come to mind, some of those aha moments teachers have?
Well, many aha moments, probably. A couple of things. We did have two people who met early on at the Showcase School and got married and had children. That was a fun story from community ed photography classes. Another, we did a project early 2000 when the Lost Boys of Sudan arrived in Atlanta. Atlanta was one of the cities where the boys landed. And we did a project where one of our instructors noticed that they had nothing, much less a photograph of themselves. So we pulled together Atlanta photographers and worked with local groups to identify who these lost boys were, and we photographed them. And we not only gave them images of themselves as a project through the Showcase School, but we also exhibited at the Showcase School. So that was quite a wonderful experience that we were able to do a few years ago.
Yeah, I would say profound. Mm-hmm. I hate to say goodbye because you've meant so much to the community, but it's very encouraging to know that you will have a continuing presence. And just want to thank you and congratulate you for all you have done for the community.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you.